What you're meeting about this afternoon?
I don't know. I don't know. Nothing yet until I get back. Mm. I think there might be there something you will come up on, yo-yo or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, we're a six-fellow group together. We're not the program, CAP.
What's the CAP? What's the CAP?
I don't know the definition, that's all they call it. Six Pueblo groups.
That's a Pueblo name. That's not an Indian name.
No.
The CAP.
No.
I always think of that as a certified public account, but I guess that's a CPA. Did you guys get the well fixed yesterday?
Oh yeah, yesterday. When I went by there, we were already putting the things off. When I got to the office, I told my wife, we're going to have water. So about 7 o'clock, I went out to hide it there, and sure enough, we had the water.
Mm.
I'm glad of it. We bought big cans of about 20 gallon ones yesterday. So I was afraid that we might have to still use it for water.
Mm-hmm.
But when we got home, it was finished.
Mm-hmm.
So we didn't have to use it.
Those guys from Indian Service did it all.
Yeah, we were holding it for some other use.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe for big fiesta, that's the time lots of water. Usually they have lots of water used.
Oh, you have to carry that up to the Pueblo then?
No, we have one at the windmill up there, but then we keep one big one like that in the house, you know, keep it full. And on the day of fiesta day, nobody can go after water. See? I won't be there, so the wife won't have to run out of water.
You don't have any pipes and running water?
No, not up there.
You do in Ranchito?
Ranchito, not into the house yet. But we hope that if nothing happens with this, what the health people are doing, they put in water and sewer for us.
No. Who's this? The
health department's doing.
The health department?
Yeah.
Well, that sounds like a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Can't beat that at all.
I think they're going to do all the work except in just inside plumbing. They have to get somebody to. They'll hire some plumber, you know, and then they go and do that work.
Uh-huh.
For the people. And the people probably have to pay the plumber. Uh-huh. Exactly how it is.
Yeah. Well, that would really be nice.
Oh, yeah.
Will they get that around to all the people or just certain places?
Uh-huh. No, there are the three villages.
Good deal.
Yeah.
Any of the other Pueblos already have it, or?
I don't know. I think Zia's got it.
Uh-huh.
San Domingo, I know they have it. And I think some of the northern already got it up there.
Uh-huh. They do it Zuma.
And the Sled, I think they have theirs.
I don't know about his life.
I think they're about half. I don't know how far they are.
Hmm. Well, sounds like a real good deal. When's the Esta? The 29th of July?
What?
When is the Esta?
Oh, 26th.
26th?
Yeah, 26th is our big day. Yep, 26 is our big day.
What is this fiesta for? Is this?
It's the Saint Fiesta, Saint Anne, they call it.
Saint Anne, yeah. 10% at.
Yeah.
What do you do there?
Dance all day. Yeah.
That sounds like it'd be pretty exciting. Maybe Jeannie can come out and go to it.
Oh, sure, yeah. Why be here all your life and not knowing the Indians are right around you?
That's right.
About 3 weeks ago, I think I was up at Joe Village there for some reason that, and the car drove up to the gate of the bridge. And I think I was coming back, and he says, "Can we go in?" I told him, "No, I'm just leaving. I've got to lock the gate." I go, "Well, when can we come in?" Well, I told him the 24th and 29th of June, those 2 days, and then the big fiesta here comes on the 26th of July. That's where the gate is all open to everybody. I told him. Huh. Is that right? He said, "Sure. That's our big day, front of the fiesta." I told him. He says, "Look, you know what?" He says, "I don't know that this place celebrates Santo Davis, and yet here I am living in Albuquerque all my life."
That's typical of.
Yeah.
What's the dates in June?
San Juan is the 24th and 29th is some figure. Mm-hmm.
And you have dances those days as well?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but not, they don't put on all those costumes, they just part ways.
Mm-hmm. Are those dances last all day?
Well, they start around about maybe 2:30 and then maybe quit about 5.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Just not like the other season. Mm-hmm. The other 26, in the morning we have mass. Then the mass priest comes out and then they have a procession. They bring the saints from the church to the Father.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then the dead starts dancing. And then in the evening, again, after the dance is over, why they take the saint back to the church's procession with the dancers leading the procession. Both dancers, two groups there.
Do you dance?
No more. I used to, yeah, man. Oh, about maybe 4 years now. They put me to help the singer sing.
You sing that?
Yeah.
Do you beat the drum?
No. Others, somebody else does.
Does it have to be a special person that beats the drum?
Not special, unless you yourself make up your mind that you want to be a drummer.
Uh-huh.
Then you're initiated into it, where you're considered the drummer for the rest of your life. Yes.
How many drummers can I have?
Let me say one. Yeah.
Huh. Yeah, I was noticing out at Isleta the other day, they had a dance. And they had a 4 or 5 drummers.
Yeah.
They were all different size drums and things. Well, last time we were talking about the laws and crimes and punishment. And we talked about adoption, didn't we?
Yeah. I guess that's the last one, didn't
it? Yeah, I think we pretty much finished that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think we did.
Yeah, so do we have any laws that pertain to stealing?
Stealing?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a crime. See, that's the one that more likely would happen in the village.
Mm-hmm.
While on the other hand, I've made it to a crime like say murder.
Mm-hmm.
Seems that I would never have any. I tried to find that out a long time ago when the old people were still alive. But seems like there was none. Well, of course, there was one old fellow, he was telling me about the punishment, see, the whippings that they used to do, see. So I asked him, well, just how they whip them. Do they give them a just certain number of strokes or just whip them, that's all. No, it's just the governor will say how many strokes you give him. See. Well, he never was a governor, but according to the way he only said that, that's the way he referred to strokes to whatever you do. Yeah. And how many times you got into it.
I suppose it more or less depends on what he did.
Well, yeah, what the crime is and how much, how bad, say for instance, stealing, if it has a good value in it, of course you might be able to get a really good, unless if you got something to make up for it, see. But generally, I think that what they do is to make the families, the accused and the accuser, get together to decide whether the accused can replace what he stole. Well, if you don't want to or doesn't want to talk about it, well, then that's the time that they make a complaint against him, and then they have a court for him. And right there, then whatever the court decides, you see, if he's got something to replace it to the value of what he stole, well, sure. But seems like not too much. Well, not too much. And just occasionally, I think. Just a little minor ones, usually, that you hear about, you know. Maybe, say, for instance, in fall, when the corners are gathered, you see, and they're still laying outside to grass. Guy that didn't have no corn or didn't have nothing, he might come by and take a sack of food or something like that. That's not too much. See.
No.
So, well, maybe the owner, if you catch him, he might say something to him or else make him pay or maybe just get the governor to warn him, see. But all of these years that this man I talked to, he says, no, we never, nobody committed a murder here. As far as I know, I haven't heard anything. So it seems like it's not too much of that in the
there aren't any stories or legends or songs or anything that mentions this, are there? You don't know of any other pueblos?
No. I don't.
How about murdering or killing other people, like the Spanish people or Anglo people?
Well, I guess they do once in a while.